there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Who is my passenger this week? I hear you cry. She's sold over 100 million records worldwide, making her a member of the best-selling female group of all time. Wow! Her autobiography, Brutally Honest, is exactly that. A warts and all memoir that will have you hooked till the very last page. I definitely was. Tray tables up, head rest down. It's Mel B! This is the final boarding call for Mel B. This is the final boarding call for Mel B. Mel B. Mel B. Mel B.
Mel B.
Thank you. Oh my God, look who we've got on board. It's Mel B. How you doing, love?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
Thank you for flying Alan Air. It's lovely to have you on board.
I know, I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Now, do you remember the last time we spoke?
Yeah.
You were by the side of the road having a wee. Do you remember? Because your car had broken down.
Oh, yes. I've done that quite a few times because I think, why hold it? But then when you break the seal, you've just got to break the seal
I
and
know.
Go.
But your car had broken down.
Yes, it had. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was
now,
a
you
nightmare.
You hadn't just done a wee, by the... You have got a toilet in your house, I'm assuming.
I was waiting for the new car to arrive on the side of the motorway.
Yes.
And then I thought, you know what? Just go.
Yeah, because we'd had such a laugh, hadn't we, on RuPaul's Drag Race. And you were going back up to
leave.
And then I got the phone call and I went, oh, is it raining? You went, no, I'm having a piss.
And my car's broken down, so I've got to wait for another one. But you know what? I didn't complain. I didn't go diva it. I just handled it.
No, you don't complain.
No, not now.
No.
Or maybe I do complain a bit too much. I don't know which one it is now.
Well, listen, we're going to talk about your brilliant book in a minute, Brutally Honest. But I want to know first about your travelling. So what kind of a traveller are you? Do you enjoy it?
I love travelling.
Wicked.
Absolutely love it.
You're on the right podcast, babe.
Because, you know why? I'm cut off from everybody else.
Yeah.
I pretend there's no Wi-Fi on the plane always. So I'm not interrupted. I'm not disturbed. And I love my own company. So I'm in my own world.
Yeah.
Literally. I could take a flight after another flight after another flight and be fine with it.
Really?
Yeah, and sometimes I miss flights, not on purpose, but I just think, oh, there's another one.
Yeah!
Don't stress about it. I don't mind waiting in the airport for a little bit longer. In fact, I've flown so much last year that have you got the GGL status?
What's the GGL?
Well, something gold something. When you fly so much that you get invited into the Concorde Lounge because you've collected so many air miles.
Come on, let's go GGL. Just, you only know one of the G's?
Well, it's gold. What is it, Rory?
Gold.
Rory knows because he hasn't got it. Oh, I thought it was more exotic than that.
Gold guest list?
British Airways gold guest list.
Do you get to go into
Is that another passenger on the plane? Zip it.
People think this is a plane.
Why haven't I been offered a GGL?
Because you have to fly a certain amount.
I've got
amount
a VPL, lads. Visible panty line.
They're not good to have, though.
No, tell me about it. No. I go commando. I'm but sick
meat,
of it.
Meat?
No, thank you. Oh, wow, you've got no knickers on.
I know, but when I wear a skirt, I do.
Did they come off during the turbulence?
Yeah, it was that guy on the fly. I thought I'd join the Mile High Club yet again. Anyway, back to GGL. You don't have one. I have.
All right.
So what happens is
don't rub it
you
in.
Have to collect all these air miles. And then what they do, and I'm quite shy, believe it or not, but when you get on the plane, they go, welcome, Miss Brown. So glad to have you on board because you're part of the GGL crew.
Yeah, all right.
And you get to go in the Concorde Lounge. Everything gets made like quite a big deal.
Lovely.
So you see, you get extra pillows. Mm. I mean, I didn't realise how prestigious it was, but because I'd done so much flying last year, I got this whole package thing that arrived to my house. It's got a beautiful like silver presentation. And you go, oh my God, I'm part of that crew now.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is.
Do you know what makes me laugh about that? Because you and me are Geminis.
Yeah.
Now people think, and it says in your book as well, you talk about in your book, people think you're loud. Like, oh, people think I'm loud. People, there's a bit of me. I like sometimes to just do a jigsaw. I like to be quiet.
Not a jigsaw, pairs. I like to play pairs.
With yourself?
Well, no, I get somebody to play it with me. Hopefully they're not as good as me. But they're the childish game pairs.
Yeah. Snap. Well,
not snap. You have to you put all the cards out on the table.
That's a memory.
And then, yeah, because my memory's gone a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, mine's like that.
So it's good to do that kind of stuff. But jigsaws, I don't think I could handle jigsaws, but I get what you mean. Just being quiet.
People think we're loud, but we have that other side because we're Geminis.
I can literally stay in the house all day. And luckily, I mean, sometimes I purposely lose my phone in the house.
Yeah.
I'm not saying my house is that big, but actually it is. And then I'll sit there with my dogs, watch a bit of Netflix, and I'll just be silent.
Yeah.
And what annoys me then is my partner, instead of texting me, will call me. So then my phone rings. I'm like, sick.
Oh, I see.
Leave the phone. But I like to be chilled.
Yeah.
So you're like me then. And I don't really like people that much.
I'm not. I prefer animals.
Me too.
Yes.
Even though what we do is very people,
yeah,
I quite like just not to talk sometimes.
Well, you know, and I just saw your cookie. It's got pink hair.
Yeah, cookie's right there. She's
that's a dog, by the way. Don't be dirty.
She's four. My cookie's not pink the last time I checked. No.
Oh, now we don't normally have pets on the flight, but
she's a
emotional support
dog. So she has a little passport of her own.
Oh, Cookie.
And
don't tell me she's
through
on the GGL.
She is. She
that's
gets to go everywhere with me. Even though she shakes a lot, she seems quite nervous.
Even though she is shaking and looks terrified. She's praying to me. What does that mean?
No, that means that she likes you.
Oh.
She doesn't really like a lot of people, you know. She growls sometimes at people.
Oh, she likes Geminis, don't you? Because we're
she
fun.
Does. Yeah.
And we like quiet time.
And she will just sit on my lap. Or with her, I put a blanket over her and she's just there all day. Where are my two Rottweilers? They're a lot.
Yeah, you they can't have them Amazon on a plane, scared a Rottweiler.
No. But you know what? You could, because if they're classed as an emotional support dog, but they have to go through some rigorous training.
Yeah.
Like they can't frighten anybody, they can't bark too loud.
Well, this can't frighten anyone, can it? Look at this cookie.
Well, she can be a bit of an ankle snapper. And she wants to
be. Oh, she's licking me. This is so cute.
I won't let her lick you because her breath smells. You know, little dogs have smelly breath.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Oh,
you have
yeah.
to smell your hand now. You won't want to do that.
But what? I don't understand the praying thing.
She's it's just like saying, please accept me. I like you. Cookie is a dog of the people.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I walk through the airport with her, she does get called some funny names. One guy went, what the? Is that a rat?
Oh,
and I was like,
rude.
Don't say that.
No.
But then she likes to be noticed.
Yes.
And people look
pets
at her.
And their owners.
They don't look at me, they look at her and they smile.
Oh.
Then they look at me and go, oh, God, it's her.
Please.
This is a message to everyone who is a member of the GGL. If you would like to get on the UFO for a DISCO and a free BJ from LL Cool J, they'll be sweet FAUSOB. Thank you so much.
Where did you go on holiday as a child? You talk about Abbasoc in your book.
Yes.
Did you like that? Camping in Abbasoc?
Well, that's all I knew was camping.
Yeah.
And my mum's one of five. Well, one of seven, actually. So aunties, uncles, nephews, all that. So we would take over a whole entire campsite.
Yeah.
And that was our holiday each year.
Yeah.
And I really look forward to it.
Yeah.
And it would just be me, my sister and my dad. That would be the people of colour.
Yeah.
The rest of my mum's family is all white. So when we'd go to get like fish and chips and this, that and the other, people were saying, so you say that that's your cousin. How is that your cousin? So I'd have to explain, because my mum and her mum are sisters, and my mum's the only one out of seven that married a black guy. That's why I'm mixed. And that's why there's just me and my sister of colour amongst the rest of the 30 cousins. So we'd look a bit like odd.
How draining, having to explain that all the time.
I know, but I like to explain it, because then I'd flick my hair, walk off, take that in my thong bikini, all brown everywhere, really tanned.
And do you know what you said in your book, which I don't know if people of our generation, the scraps at the fish and chips.
Oh, yeah, you've got to
have scraps. Do you remember, do you have scraps?
I said that in London once. They didn't know what I meant.
Oh, my God, scraps. If you've got scraps. Like you've won the Euro Millions. My mum said, I got scraps. You're like, yeah, scraps.
So let's explain what scraps are.
Yeah, go on. You go.
Scraps are the batter bits off the fish. So basically, it is just fat. Fat bits of crispiness.
Yeah, but I think you must have had the slimline version. I think I'm still fighting off some
scraps. Oh, no, I love my fish and chips. And do you know what I found out recently is that it's a new thing that people are doing in Leeds now. They put everything into one big bap.
Yeah.
The fish, the chips, the scraps. One big bap. So you don't have to kind of be picking at the plate. It's just there in a bap.
Oh, my God. That
a bap is
like
a bread
heaven.
Cake.
Yeah, bap. Oh, yeah, I know what bap is.
Well, just in case your listeners don't know what bap is.
Oh, we have a very international people who listen, yeah.
A northern twang thing going on.
This dog keeps praying at me. Did you ever have any holiday romances? I bet you did. Is there someone in Abersock?
Not in Abersock, no. I went a bit more upmarket.
Yeah, yeah. So
well, the place was upmarket, but the person lived on the beach.
Oh, what beach is this?
In Maui. He got coconuts for everybody.
And you fell in love with him? Well, not you fancied him.
Well, I think I fell in love with him.
Oh.
It was called Nalu.
Nalu. Oh.
And he had these green eyes. And I was on holiday with the rest of the girls.
Yeah.
And we were staying at the Kealani Hotel, which was very posh. And we had to keep on showing our thing because they didn't believe that we were staying there. It was our first proper holiday when we got a bit of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he'd bring us like different coloured flowers on a morning because he lived on the beach. And then I think one time, because I wanted to invite him in, and the girl's like, no, you have to give him a bath. So I had to give him a bath. He was living on the beach, but he was a really sweet guy.
Sit back, relax, enjoy a glass of sparkling champagne and some scraps, dollops of congealed batter that have stuck to the bottom of a deep fat fryer. Shove them inside a bap and give your body a real treat.
So there's this really lovely chapter in the book about Nevis.
Yeah.
It's all about your father.
Yeah.
So tell us what's so amazing about Nevis. Because this is a travel podcast. We want to know new places to go. It's near St Kitts, isn't it?
Yeah, so to get to St Kitts is like a 10-minute boat ride.
Yeah.
But Nevis is where Hamilton's from.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, Hamilton. The musical,
I just found that out last time I went there. I'm like, every street's called Hamilton. And my daughter's like, well, that's because this is where Hamilton lived. This is where he grew up. I was like, my dad never told me that before he died. I wish he would have known that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nevis is beautiful because not only is it one of the smallest islands in the Caribbean, it's also where Lady Di used to vacation. It's got lots of history. It's very rural. It hasn't been taken over by tourism, even though I am the ambassador of Nevis and I'm trying to get as many people to go
really?
There as possible. Yeah, because it's one of those beautiful, untouched islands.
Yeah.
I think they have one semi-posh-like hotel there and the rest
are
like...
don't you want it to be untouched?
Rustic.
You want people like me turning up with me Crocs?
Exactly. And my grandma still lives there.
Yeah.
My great-great-grandma. She lived till 112. She died a couple of years ago. So the lifestyle and the food and just the culture and the energy is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology. Skincare with a face. Subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And also, do you know what? They have this mango fest, right? Mm. Not what you're thinking. No, no. Nice mango fest.
Mango fest.
Because they have 40 different types of mango.
Wow.
Oh, well, I thought that was a wow.
No, that's amazing. That and is in a your wow. book, didn't your gran have mangoes in the back garden? You could just pick them.
And chickens too.
And chicken. You can pick your chicken, but you could pick the mango.
She did pick the chicken out. She used to say to me, which one do you like? And I'm thinking, oh, I really like all of them. And the next minute it'd be have its neck broken and she'd be plucking the feathers off it. And then that would be our chicken.
Well, love, when you go to Nando's, that's what happened. Hey, kids, that's what happens, isn't it?
But the food in Nevis is so good. I mean, Caribbean food is good anyway.
Oh, I love Caribbean
food. But in
food.
Nevis, it's so good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So tell us, have you ever had any holiday disasters? Have you ever lost your luggage? Have you ever been...
See, things don't really bother me like that. I have lost my luggage before. Yeah, I think the one disaster that I did have, thinking about the girls, is that when we stayed in Maui at the posh hotel, right?
Because when you're wannabe, that, you know that video, it looks like it was made for 50p.
It was.
And then say you'll be there, whoa, you're in the desert, you're dancing, you're all future. What was that? There's such a big difference between, and I know Wannabe was this, every song you did was a massive hit, but that one was so big, they did put some money into it.
I think then they had a bit more faith in us. Yeah. And they got more video directors that knew what they were doing a little bit more. But I love Wannabe because it is so all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a Mr. Byright top on and John Paul Gaultier trousers. And it got banned in India because
I remember seeing your nipples.
Yeah. Because it was at King's Cross, now St. Pancras.
Yeah,
there,
it's that posh hotel now. Yeah, the Renaissance.
Yeah. Oh, is that to feed the dogs? That's my alarm to feed the dogs.
Please, we're going into the side of a mountain. Please, brace.
You know what?
No wonder your dog shakes if that's to tell it's been fed.
I have to have an alarm for everything. Honestly, if not, I forget. I think that's what happens when you come out of such an abusive relationship. Just to make sure that you don't miss a trick, everything's on a timer and an alarm. But at least I know what's going on.
But that dog, no wonder that dog is shaking. It's terrified.
That's for the Rottweilers. That's get the dinner now.
But where's the dogs? The dogs aren't here. They can't. They haven't got that good hearing.
But I only came down from Leeds this morning.
Oh, okay.
So I forgot to turn my alarm off.
Oh.
I hope somebody's feeding them, right, Rory?
I know I pretend this, but I genuinely thought we were on a plane and we were heading into a mountain.
There was turbulence.
Turbulence. Listen, let's talk about your book. I mean, listen.
Wait, I didn't tell you the disaster.
No, I'm sorry. That fire alarm going off sort of changed my mind, but carry on.
So I was at the Kialani, all us five girls.
Yes.
Packed our bags, went to the airport. We were 2 days early. So we couldn't go back to the Kialani. So we had to stay in this little hut.
Oh, no.
In the same room with all this. It was really skanky. Yeah. But we all stayed in the same bed. And then we had midnight swims. So a disaster turned into something quite beautiful.
Was the man still there shimming up getting your coconuts?
No, because we'd moved from that area.
Oh.
We were in the real ghetto area.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Where you just pick your own coconut. Nobody's going to charge you for it.
TripAdvisor 1-star. I had to pick my own coconut.
This is a message to all our passengers. Has anyone seen Mel B's cookie? We are looking for Mel B's cookie. If you actually see Mel B's cookie on the flight, can you inform one of the crew? Mel B's cookie is small, it's got pink hair and bites and should not be approached. Thank you.
Let's talk about Brutally Honest. Now, listen, I read a lot in my own personal life, a lot of biographies. And we have a lot of people on here talking about biographies and on Chatty Man. I don't think I've ever read a book that is so honest and near the knuckle, because I read so many books. And then at the end, you go, I don't think I even know this celebrity. But with yours, it was just so powerful. So many people are going to love this book. Some people are going to use it, and they're going to use it. It's going to just help so many people. Do you feel like that?
That's the point. I mean, I did think when I originally brought it out, I thought it was going to end my career because nobody was talking about domestic violence or abuse. And for me, because my dear friend Louise Gannon, who's a great writer, I invited her to LA. I think I just got, just started my divorce. My dad was severely ill. And I was like, I need to find out what my life has been like for the last 10 years. I know it doesn't feel right. I know there was something that I wanted to write about for it to be cathartic for me. Because when you come out of something like that, you are literally lost. Mm. You're unconfident. You're unsure about yourself. Mm. You can't trust yourself. Your gut instincts are all over the place. You know what you've been through because you've got the scars and stuff to prove it. Was not healthy.
Yeah.
But I honestly didn't realise how abused I'd been until Louise started piecing back my life together. Because even though I invited her over to LA to help me write the book, when she sat down with a tape recorder and said, right, tell me what's been happening, my back went up. I was like, I'm not here for your entertainment. Mm. No. And I went completely the other way. So what Louise cleverly did is that she got 15 to 16 other people's recollections of what had happened to me, from my hair and makeup team to the accountant that worked on X Factor to a driver. So she started piecing my life back, and then she'd come to me and say, well, so-and-so saw this happen and that money go out of that account. And I'd go, no, because I was very PTSD and almost it was too embarrassing to admit the stuff that she was telling me.
Yeah.
And then slowly but surely, I was like, oh, my God, yeah, that did happen. And then I started to realise how horrific it had been, because you're on a flight or fight kind of thing for 10 years and you're working so much, you know, you're just like, oh, I'm so embarrassed about what's happened. I just want to just get on with it. And then bringing this book out, it was so honest, and with what I was addressing, from the self-medicating to the actual physical abuse and emotional abuse, I was like, wow, I'm girl power. I've spent 10 years girl powerless, even though I'm on the biggest shows in America. That's my safe place, because I knew what I was doing. Is when I got home, it wasn't a safe place. And so it was my daughter and my mum and Louise that said, if you don't bring this book out, you know, just think you could be helping somebody in a similar situation. Then when I found out it was an epidemic all over the world, I'm like, I'm so glad that they pushed me to bring it out. That was a long answer to your question.
No, but I mean one of the most moving bits of it, and you're like, oh, Mel, you can do it. When you're in the hospital and you're pulling the tubes down, you're like, I'm going to be on X, and you've got the bruise, and you're like, this is a big F you. Took your wedding ring off. And, you know, it's proper heart in your mouth. Because I was on the, listening to the audio because I was driving, and I was, go on, you can do it. I mean, it does make you like that. The book's going to make you laugh. It's going to make you angry. Yeah. I was so angry on your behalf.
Yeah.
Money going out your account. Oh, my God.
I know.
And then,
I didn't even
the lies
it.
And the chipping away at your personality, and oh God, it's such a good book. It's a powerful book.
And this was my point in the very first place, why I wanted to do the recap of the three chapters, because everybody thinks, like my mother thought, because when I moved from LA to England in 2019, did the Spice Girls tour, I found myself living with my mum in a small little bungalow because I didn't have the money, I didn't have the know-how, how to even sort out my bank account, pick out my clothes for the day, because everything's been taken away from you.
Yeah.
All those choices, and it doesn't just happen overnight, it happens over time. You know, you end up relying on your abuser to tell you what to wear, and then it's right, well, if that makes him happy, I should wear that even more. So your personality gets destroyed, and then you get riddled with shame and guilt. So I found myself living in my mum's house, and I thought, well, if this is what happens after you leave an abusive relationship, and then I got made patron of Women's Aid, so I got to speak to survivors who were going through exactly the same thing, and I'm like, well, I need to update this book, and I need to make people aware that you have to have even more empathy for somebody that's gone through that because they're starting all over again.
They're
starting to learn how to walk and talk, and they're starting to hopefully trust themselves again and hopefully trust other people, which that's a long journey.
How do you get in a relationship again? I mean, the word the gaslighting now, everyone knows the word gaslighting, but that's only come about recently. People know that they're being gaslit and that they're being made to feel crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the law of coercive control only got put into effect here in this country in 2015. It's not even passed yet in like Queensland or Australia for another year. So we are a little bit behind, but at least we're moving in the right direction. I feel like, because you've got your things on TV like Happy Valley, and I think it can be now more of a dinner table conversation that you can have with your friends and your family and your kids. But when I first brought my book out, nobody wanted to publish it. It's like nobody wanted me to talk about that kind of stuff. And I'm like, well, why if it's an epidemic? There's like one woman every couple of weeks, three women a week, is it? I'm going to get my facts right. Get killed by their former partner or they end up taking their own lives because they can't cope with it. Now, that's not going to go anywhere unless we change it. And it's worse in America than it is here, actually.
And I saw on Instagram you were holding your keys to your new house.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
How did you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I've been looking for a house since I got here to Leeds. Well, since I got to Leeds. I know we're on a plane right now. We've just probably flown over Leeds a long time ago.
Oh, look, I can see it out the window.
Oh, bye,
look, the people of Leeds are waving at us.
I was like, go on, Mel.
Go on, Mel, you can do it.
So, yeah.
Not on the GGL now, babe. Not that shitty plane.
I actually never thought I would end up getting my own house because even though I'd been looking for a house since 2019, that was my fairy story because I didn't have the money to even purchase a house.
Yeah.
So every house I looked at, I was like, well, that's not right and that's not right. But the reality was I didn't have the funds because all my funds were going out no matter what I'd earned because to pay his lawyer's fees and my lawyer's fees and his lawyer's fees are more expensive than mine. So every time I get taken to court, if I don't go to court, then whatever he says goes. So I have to show up, which means I have to pay a lawyer. And even
every letter costs a fortune. Even a letter, and if they're dragging their heels, you have to write a letter. Can you hurry up? Oh my God, yeah, the money.
And especially if you've got, like I've got my youngest that is split between, now they live in Miami. I was just in Miami. Miami in England. So, you know, the abuse still carries on. And that's what I wanted to make sure that people are aware of if you've been in that situation. Because like my mum said, I think I said it earlier, she was like, oh, you're fine now. You've left him. Well, you're not fine. Because then you have to pick up the pieces and start remembering. And then you have to kind of get your connections back with your friends and your family. Because abuse doesn't just happen to you, it happens to your friends and to your family because you've been isolated and God knows what they've been told and God knows what you've been told about them. It's they control everything.
Yeah.
So it's like making amends constantly.
Abuse
doesn't happen just to you.
No.
And that was one thing living with my mum for that year of COVID. I couldn't go anywhere. I was like, mum's like, you're fine now. Just have a glass of wine and a bath. You're fine. You've left him. And I'm like, mum, it's not that easy.
Yeah.
And then there was tensions between me and my mum because I'm like, mum, did you not know what was going on?
Yeah.
And she didn't know that much because he was also calling her and abusing her over the phone.
Yeah.
So you have to, I had to literally pick up all these pieces. And there's so many men, women and men that go through this.
Yeah.
And then when you come out of it, so the abuse may physically stop and financially, hopefully, well, not really, kind of stop. But then you have to kind of go about your life and then you have to remind yourself of who you were before the abuse, which you even thinking about it, you think, God, I was a ballsy one. How did that happen to me? How can it happen to anyone? But it's not like all of a sudden you're being abused within the first week or 2 weeks.
No,
it happens over time. That's why at the back of my book, I've got the 15 warning signs. Yeah. And just something as simple as if they're looking at your phone or looking at who you're texting or monitoring who you're talking to, that eventually will end up into another form of abuse. But you can just see where it all starts.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm adamant to educate kids what a healthy relationship looks like.
Yeah.
Because, you know, these abusers, I mean, they all do they all do the same thing kind of the same way.
Mm.
So if we already know what they do, let's educate ourselves and make sure we notice those red flags.
Yeah. it's a bit like when, you know, you go to school. Stranger danger. Do you know what I mean? If you see that weirdo, you know, with the Mac with no trousers on. Stranger danger. We need to say that about abusive people.
Yeah, but they come like Miss
I still Queen shout stranger danger if I see a weirdo, just so you know.
They come into your
I was in
life
Lidl like the other day. Stranger danger!
You wouldn't be allowed to say that in the GGL area I go. No, you would not.
The lovely thing about the book is as well, your love affair with Leeds, you love it there. And I know whenever you were down, you rang your mum up and said, I just want you Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah, and a roast
so
dinner.
Sweet, yeah. And it's, you know, and it's about your relationships as well. And there's funny bits in there, like there's Eddie Murphy in there. But that, you know, you deal with some really big topics there. Was there anyone who said, don't bring this book out, don't?
I think a lot of publishers, because they wouldn't publish it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people then, when I wanted to book the promotion, like back in 2018, were like, well, we don't want her on Loose Women or daytime TV talking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people were very... Because back then it was a taboo topic, you know what I mean? Apart from Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It, I didn't have any other reference, really, of anybody openly talking about that kind of stuff. Yeah. That's why I thought it was seriously going to end my career. But then I thought, well, at least I'll go out with a... Not bang. At least I'll go out with something that I'm being really honest and authentic to and living truthfully now.
And can you imagine, though, if you hadn't written that book and that's still inside you? Oh, I mean, you would be
horrible.
A wreck. Horrible. You'd be a wreck. Yeah,
no,
you've moved
on. You know, your body stores emotions. So even if it was going to come out in 4 years, 5 years, I would still be storing all that in my body now. That's when you need to do a Gwyneth Paltrow and let it all out.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that thing that she does?
Bring out a fanny smelling candle.
No thanks. Even though mine does smell delicious.
I'm sure. Yeah, I've smelt your cookie. So listen, we're going to we've got to talk about travel and everything. Now, one thing in the book is, you went to LA and you loved LA. You found it quite comforting. Now, I know people have gone to LA and they find it's too crazy. Isn't that weird?
Well, I'm a hermit. So in LA, you can just be in your house. Mm. And unless you're working, you can just be in your house. You don't have to see anyone. So it's like a perfect lifestyle for me.
Yeah.
Apart from taking my kids to school and doing the occasional play date with, you know, other people's kids.
Yeah.
I was like hermit.
Oh.
That's why I say abusers, they find you. They seek you out and they find you.
Oh.
Well, no, it's not nice.
No, that was a concern. I was going, come and find me. No, I was going,
I know what you meant. I'm messing with you. I know exactly what you meant.
So, listen, when you are abroad, when you're on your holiday, do you complain? Are people, you know, obviously you're Scary Spice, but are people scared of you that you're going to complain? Do you take much shit? Say there's a skid mark on the towel. Say there smells of fags, your hotel room. Do you complain?
I'm not really a complainer like that because, for a start, I bring my sage sticks everywhere with me. I do. Why are you laughing?
No.
In fact, I've probably got one in my thing that I can leave you. It gets rid of all the bad juju.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it smells great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
All right.
Yeah.
Because you told me... Now, listen.
Go on.
Mel, I'm shitting myself when you told me this news. You said, tape my mouth up and one of my nostrils and gets rid of all your evil energy.
Yeah.
Now, I was worried about rolling over in bed and suffocating to death.
Yeah. So one nostril makes
Which is the good nostril?
Oh, I can't remember now. One
you
makes
told
you...
me to fucking...
No, wait, I think it's your right...
Tape it over, I could have died.
That's your right and that's your left. Somebody Google it, because I want to make sure I'm saying this right.
Yeah, we want to give
One makes you, like... Calm down your nervous system.
Because you send me it in the post. Do you remember?
Yes.
You're probably assistant sent it to me.
I don't have an assistant. Do you know that?
You must have sent it to me. Then it got, I got a jiffy bag. You went, Alan, sellotape your mouth over one of your nostrils.
No, sellotape your mouth as in when you go to sleep. Sellotape
your mouth. I did it in the day.
No.
I lost that job at the call centre.
No. So it was the Japanese little see-through thing.
Yes, that's it.
Yes, I do remember this. So there's two things that I sent. So the thing for covering your lips.
Yeah.
You're not meant to do it during the day.
Okay.
You're meant to do it at night time because you're not meant to be breathing through your mouth. We're always meant to be nose breathers.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No,
because you've got hairs in your nostrils and that can sieve through all the crap in the air. Mm. If you're constantly breathing through your mouth, that's when you get tonsillitis, your jaw and becomes a different shape. Stop it.
Oh, my God. So why I'm fat? Always, I've got fat face.
We should always be breathing through our nose. So my lady...
I'm going to wear a fucking muzzle. No, listen, because
so
I...
The only reason why you're meant to open your mouth is to eat and talk and, you know, the other stuff. Apart from that...
Now you're talking.
You're meant to close your mouth. Did you know that?
Yes, if I pull, I might say, the sellotape's coming off tonight, hun.
But there's all scientific...
Was it steak and BJ night?
The scientific facts that actually make
no,
it make
I know,
sense.
Because I was watching something and someone was saying this. And I went, why does this ring a bell? I was like, oh, my God, yeah, because of you. And then I went, oh, my God, I had to cover my nostril. And then I tried to find the staff.
And so you had your lips and your nostril. Did you...
No, we need to
did
put some
in. Well, you didn't faint.
I know, I nearly passed out.
That's not good. That's why in yoga you only really breathe through your nose.
Oh, I'll get on with the sellotape before we move on to yoga.
Just the night time, that yeah. is. And then, you know, that's all where the kundalini stuff is.
Excuse
too.
Me?
You know what I mean. Not cunnilingus, kundalini.
Oh, okay.
Because of the K, not C.
We're go about on. To start our descent into Nevis.
Yes. It's a bit bumpy.
Is it a bit bumpy?
Yeah, it is.
But I want to ask you, how wild have you been on holiday? Because I always ask people, have you skinny dipped? Have you done karaoke? Yeah. But I bet you've skinny dipped.
Yeah, I'm all about feeling free in the water. I mean, I even go into my ice bath, like with nothing on.
Oh, I saw you doing that on Instagram.
But I put a bikini on for that. You don't want to be flashing your bits and pieces just willy-nilly like that.
Well, I was worried about, like, getting an ice bath and I just imagine my head just sitting there like a crouton.
No, you'd be fine.
What?
You'd be fine. Yeah. It wouldn't look like a crouton.
Yeah, but I'm worried about getting an innie. You know, you don't have to think about that. My cookie would, yeah. my chocolate chip cookie.
But isn't that what happens when guys get cold anyway? Just pull it out when you get out.
Yeah, I'll pull it. Pull it out. I'm only joking. It doesn't actually go inwards. It's not...
Well, some people, some people have that.
I feel really distressed, but now I've got a vagina.
You know, some women have like an innie nipple.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I've heard about that, and people can't get a piercing.
No. Well, maybe a piercing would help because it would keep
might
it out.
Might draw it out.
Exactly.
So, this is educational and entertaining.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
We're just about to start our descent into Nevis. Time for the quick fire quiz.
Oh, I love these. Go on, yeah. Are they good?
Mint,
they better be good. Go
mint
on.
Tea or mojito?
What? What? Go on.
You suddenly lost all your enthusiasm. Mint tea or mojito? You have to pick one.
Mint tea.
Well, now you look depressed with this. You're really looking forward.
I know. I thought it was going to be really exciting. Go on. Sorry.
It's only the first
I know,
one.
I know,
it builds
I know,
up.
That's why I'm saying, shh, Melanie.
Topless, hot mess.
You go, both.
You go topless and you're a hot mess.
Yeah, why not? Get it all out.
Mile high.
Privately in my house.
Yeah, okay. Mile High or I'm Too Shy. Are you remember the Mile High Club?
I'm.
No.
No, not really.
Not really?
No. I'm quite shy. I'm quite prudish.
What?
I'm quite prudish.
No,
when
that's
it comes
fine.
To stuff
I'm having sex on a plane. I have never had sex
on
a plane.
I don't think I have. Trying to think. You'd think I would remember, wouldn't you?
I've been touched up on a National Express coach, but it's not the same.
I used to take National Express down to
was
Leiden.
It you?
It might be me.
It was coming back from Leeds. Skinny dip. Oh, no, you know you've answered this one. Skinny dip. I'm not showing my nips.
Oh, no, skinny dip.
Yeah. Travel insurance or I'll take my chance.
Always travel insurance.
Good.
Yeah. And is last, that it?
No, last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you give good tips or do you think, ha ha, I'm never seeing you again?
Oh, I thought you meant
tip 'em and then fuck 'em.
And...
Well, you can answer that if you want, Mel.
I think tip 'em.
Tip 'em.
Yeah.
You've got to tip 'em, haven't you?
Yeah. And I've been in America for too long. You have to tip.
You have to. They don't like you if you don't tip.
No.
And what's going on with Starbucks? Do you want a tip in Starbucks? No, love.
I don't go to Starbucks.
Oh, you go to Coffee Bean. You like that one,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, I love Coffee Bean.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you took Eddie Murphy to a Coffee Bean. He'd never been there before.
Yeah. He goes there all the time now.
Yeah. Oh, I read that with the new one. Anyway. Yes, all right. you'd like to collect your emotional baggage. Thank you.
I'm just going to collect my dignity as I walk out, everyone. Sorry.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you, Mel. That was so much fun. And please check out Mel's memoir, Brutally Honest. There's some extra chapters been added to it. It is literally a must read. You'll thank me later for it. Listen, we've got Young Blood next week. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for flying Alan Air. We know there are other airlines, but you choose us. Don't ever forget, bitches. Life's a bitch.